You are about to hear the Travel World Radio Show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio in Montreal, and we have Melanie Refus online, one of our longtime, very well-traveled correspondents. And of course, we have Stephen Pickford in Studio West in Beaconsfield. Well, Steve, welcome back to the show once again.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here, as always.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
The snow coming down outside and thoughts of spring are on our mind.
Oh, telling me. I mean, Montrealers are tired of snow. There was a TV poll taken recently on a local station, and fully 93% of Montrealers are fed up with winter.
And what were the other 7%?
The other 7% probably
undecided?
Like... Undecided. Would probably like winter. Well, there are those.
Oh, blaming the federal government?
Naturally.
Now, of course, so the weather forecasters are right. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. But the cherry blossoms should be in beautiful bloom by March 26th, which is when celebrations take place all over Washington, D.C. The Cherry Blossom Festival, being over 90 years of beauty in the American capital city. And Travel World's Melanie Refus is with us today to fill us in on everything cherry-themed. How many cherry-themed things go on there?
There are so many cherry-themed. In fact, the nation's capital, Stephen and Willem, are completely blanketed in the cherry-theme. And it's funny because you guys were just saying 93% of Montrealers hate the snow. This is the 93rd year of the original gift of the 3,000 cherry trees from Tokyo to the people of Washington. And it's a very, very big festival in D.C., as you all know.
That's the Melanie Refus famous segue.
It is indeed, you know, and I didn't, and it was a spontaneous segue. So here we are with a new chapter in the segue volume.
She's good, Steve. She's good.
One of the best times of the year to visit Washington. Not too hot, not too cold, just perfect.
It is perfect weather-wise, and you know, it's one of these quirky events that really is weather-driven, and it's all dependent on Mother Nature. So everyone in Washington, who they plan the entire year for the Cherry Blossom Festival, and they're keeping their fingers crossed that the forecasters are right. As you said, Stephen, the festival does get underway on the 26th of March, which would be 2 weeks today. Plenty of time to book a trip to D.C. And it lasts until the 10th of April, but the forecasters are telling us that the blossoms will be in absolute full magnificent bloom between April 4 and April 9.
So those are the days to sort of mark on your calendar. Now, if you're down in Washington, what exactly can one expect to see and partake in?
You know, it's interesting about the festival because you really cannot escape it if you're in D.C. that week. It all gets underway on the 26th, as we said, with a huge opening ceremony at the magnificent and pretty new Mandarin Oriental Hotel, which is right on the tidal basin where the cherry blossoms are when they are in bloom. And anyone can go to that. It's a bit pricey, but check it out on the web. There's a kite festival April 2nd, which is free. There's a lantern lighting festival for all of you who like to snap photos. That's a place to be on April 3rd. And there's a parade on the 9th along Constitution Avenue, which is so much fun. But my favorite activity, I must say, is the Japanese Street Festival. And that's on April 9th on Pennsylvania Avenue. It's free, and there's all kinds of kiosks with Japanese food and cherry blossom-themed everything, clothing. And
the local people are really, really in to cherry blossoms. I mean, this is like Stampede in Calgary or other events. I mean, this really is live for all year in Washington.
Yeah, actually, that's a very good example to use because it is completely encompassing the entire city. Everybody gets into it. As I say, they plan the whole year for it. It's a nice way for the United States and Japan to get together on something, which, you know, in the nation's capital, things political are always advisable. But it's also mostly fun. There's a lot of sporting things to do. There's bike tours, there's walking tours, there's invitationals on beautiful big boats. The Washington Post .com will give you all the information, and there's a website too as well, which you can click on, nationalcherryblossomfestival.org, and they will give you a complete itinerary of what's going on during those dates for the festival.
It's not just looking at cherry blossoms. You can partake in sporting events or what have you.
Yeah, sporting events, as I said, and food. There's a fun rugby tournament on April 9th and 10th, which apparently is very popular. I don't know much from rugby, as they say, but I may check it out if I'm down there at that time. There's something that's really fun that is called the Cherry Blossom Secret Walking Tour. And, of course, I don't know what's on it. That's all part of the hype. But a lot of people sign up to take that tour as well. And, as I say, you can get everything on their website. But there's also food and drinks, and everything is cherry-inspired.
Now, what are some of the cherry menus? Are they just going to cherry pound cake or what?
Well, I don't think, Stephen and Willem, I saw cherry pound cake on any of the Cherry Blossom Festivals, but it's not a bad plan.
That's actually somebody that Stephen sees on a regular basis.
I see. We digress, as they say. Let me give you a couple of my favorites, because every restaurant in Washington and every bar will have a particularly cherry-themed menu from the 26th of March until April 9th, but a couple of them really stand out. Palette is a very interesting restaurant. It's on the corner for all our audience with the pen and paper in hand, 15 and M Street, next to the Madison Hotel. And they're
Did
doing,
you say M Street?
Yeah, all of the streets in D.C., as many of our listeners will know, are it's the alphabet. So it's M. I mean, it all goes through the alphabet, and then it's numbers. If you're alphabetically challenged like I am, you count on your fingers as you're walking if you want to know how far G is from O, and you can't really visualize it. So M and 15 is right pretty central Washington, D.C. It's right downtown, as it were.
I just figured it was just another M place for Melanie to explore.
Well, the this palette is next to the Madison Hotel.
See?
And then she took the metro to Manassas.
Exactly. No, actually not. But one can do that, apparently. The palette is a new restaurant. It's got a very high-tech kind of bar with great drinks offered, many with cherry blossom themes to it. But what's really standing out about the palette is a $50 per person three-course dinner. Everything cherry. Sun-dried cherries with venison, a cherry fritter, and a few surprises, and their chef, James Clark, is a wizard in the kitchen. You guys would love the palate. If you want to get cherries but a little spicy, I would head to Andalay, which is a fun Mexican restaurant in Penn Quarter, and they're doing something called the Cherry Blossom Blush, which is pink tequila, if you can believe it, in honor of the cherry blossoms. What else is good? Oh, Indiblue is fantastic. It's a new Indian-French restaurant, and they're doing something called the Cherry Blossom Pop, which is champagne and cherry juice. And they will float a real cherry blossom on the top of that drink. I'm thinking it's going for a couple of bucks, but it's well worth it. Indiblue is a fun place. Let me give you two other fun ones. Firefly is great. They're doing something called the Cherry Blossom Martini, which is sake, Japanese plum wine, and vodka. Sounds like it packs a punch. And my final favorite, you guys, is right next to the Spy Museum, which is a great place to go while you're in D.C., and it's called Zola. And they're doing the most unique, I think, cherry-themed drink. It's called Potion Z, which is vodka, mango rum, and wild cherry juice, and two drops of Siberian ginseng. So that ought to set you on your way.
And, of course, if you're into liquor, you could always just stroll the street and sip a cherry Coke.
I guess you could. If you wanted a sort of a virgin cherry blossom tribute, you'd get a virgin.
I'd like one, yes.
Yes, indeed. Freud slipped here, as they say. Those are my five favorites, but really every restaurant and every hotel is going out of their way to do something particularly cherry-themed. And because there's so many restaurants and such high competition, the creativity runs rampant during cherry blossom time. You'll find some great, great creative menus.
Now, when we come back after the break, we're coming up to almost a quarter after the hour, and we'll talk about some hotels and some of your other picks for cherry blossom time. But the website that you alluded to before for the Cherry Blossom Festival is www.nationalcherryblossomfestival.org for all the information on the cherry blossoms, 90-plus years of beauty. It's a great time to get to Washington, D.C. Not too hot, not too cold. They're not having the National Humidity Festival, and it signals sort of the end of winter, beginning of spring. Summer's not far behind. And the museums are all there. Great place to walk around.
It is. It is really a rite of passage in D.C. It does. It, as you said, ushers in the spring, and it's a great time to be there.
One of those things that we all want to go see, of course, here in Montreal. We are very eager to get outside. Of course, the very first sunny day that comes along, any day now, and you're going to get Montrealers all over the place. And it's great to get down to Washington, D.C. to see the Cherry Blossom Festival. We're going to be taking a break here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening, everybody. We're back with Melanie Reffes.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. We got Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Stephen Pickford, of course, in Studio West Beaconsfield today, and Melanie Reffes online with us, our special guest. We were just discussing in the last segment the Washington, D.C. Cherry Blossom Festival, and Steve will introduce a little bit more of that with Melanie.
Yes, also talking about hotels in Washington, because, of course, you don't just want to go there for a day trip, you want to spend a couple of days, have a weekend getaway, or take part of some of the activities and festivities going on during the week, it's always best to plan ahead because hotel space can be at a premium during this festival time.
You know, that's a good point to make, Stephen, because Washington can be a crowded city during the Cherry Blossom Festival, so this is the time really to book it. It's not one of those last minute. You can certainly get a room, but you're way better to do it a little bit ahead of time so that you have a bit of choice. And let me tell you about two hotels. One of them is absolutely surreal, not in any of the guidebooks, and I must introduce our audience to it. But first, the more mainstream one, which I like, which is the Fairmont. We like it. It's Canadian-owned. It's one of the finest hotels in D.C., but it has none of the pretension of some of the other ones that have been around for hundreds of years. The Fairmont is relatively new. And, you know, as we all know who travel, it's location, location. And the Fairmont is on 24th Street, right on the border of Georgetown, where there's a lot of cherry blossom stuff going on. So you can get great rates on their website as well. It's a tall hotel. It's expertly run. It's fantastic. The main lobby-level restaurant's terrific. There's a cute little bar. And I must say, I never thought I'd say this, but of all the hotels I've been in, they have the friendliest concierges I have ever run into. These guys can find a needle in a haystack and get tickets to anything. They're so, so trained and so very lovely to work with. The Fairmont is great for families if you're going down there, or if you want a little romantic weekend, book the club floor, which is a floor of pure luxury in the middle of D.C. It's a little more expensive than the other floors. Well worth it.
Well, you can also get the good value, particularly when you're with a family. The entree gold floors at Fairmont Hotels provide you with a continental breakfast, the afternoon snacks, the beverages.
Exactly.
So that's a saving in and of itself.
Exactly. And you know, that's a good point to make, because when you're with a family and you nip out for breakfast in the morning, you're looking at a couple of bucks there at least, and Washington can be pricey for those kind of things. So if you get it included, you really won't have to make any decisions if you're on the club floor. They take very good care of you up there. The other hotel, though, the one that I said is not in the guidebooks, is called The Mansion. There's a little sign on the outside, but it's not really even a sign. It just says The Mansion. It's on O Street between 20 and 21, and it's five row houses joined together from the 1800s. There's 100 rooms, and get this, you guys, 100 rooms, 22 guest rooms, 28 bathrooms, secret tunnels. Everything is for sale in that mansion. 10,000 books. Everything else, the most expensive item is $85,000 and the cheapest is 50 cents. And I hunted all through the mansion to see if I could find it. I found the 50 cent chocolate bar. I couldn't find the $85,000 item. Every room is themed. There's a log cabin that's three floors. The headboard of that bed is an aquarium. There's a rock and roll room with Bob Dylan's guitar in it. As I said, everything is for sale. It is absolutely Cinderella meets I don't know what. I mean, after touring it, I said to myself, oh, my God, 7,000 times, it means nothing anymore. I can't even say it. The mansion on O Street does also a Sunday buffet for $35, which is the best deal in Washington, D.C. It is spectacular. And if you want a hotel that you're going to talk about for the rest of your life, you want to check the omansion.com on the web. It will completely blow you away.
A lot of good places in Washington. I don't think you can. I mean, you really want to be in downtown because, I mean, some people say, oh, we'll save a few bucks and we'll stay out in the Maryland suburbs and that, but then you're spending, you know, half an hour or more on the metro.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's really not worth it. It's the old adage, time is money. And when you're in Washington, it's such a great walking city. You really should be in Washington. If you want to explore Alexandria or Arlington, then stay there and just do that. The same with Bethesda or the surrounding Maryland communities. But if you're going for the cherry blossoms, you want to be right in the thick of things, and that's right in D.C. And, you know, there are plenty of hotels to choose from depending on what your needs are. And as Stephen pointed out, the families, it's a great bet at the Fairmont. If you want something a little, amazingly out of the ordinary, you got to check out the mansion. If you don't stay there, you have to have brunch there. It's truly, truly incredible.
Now, if you're going with a family, and you mentioned some great restaurants in the previous segment, are those restaurants particularly family oriented, or are they more you go there with the expense account crowd and they kind of frown on anybody bringing their kids there?
I think it really depends on the time of day for some of them. Andalay, which is the Mexican restaurant in Penn Quarter, is a great place for families. It's a lively, lively place, the food of Oaxaca, Mexico, and it's a very friendly place. There's a lot of Mexican music playing, and you can order a lot of different appetizers. The kids can try it. Palette is a grown-up restaurant. I wouldn't really suggest kids there, really just for adults. Inda Blue, the same for adults, and that's a fantastic new spot also down there around Chinatown. Firefly, the one I mentioned that's got the cherry blossom martinis, it's also great for families as well. And that Firefly is connected to the Madeira Hotel, and that's a fantastic place for families. It's a 9-story, not huge hotel, Kimpton Properties out of San Francisco. Some of our audiences might know the Kimpton Properties. They're boutique hotels, very reasonably priced. And Zola is next to the Spy Museum, so how perfect is that to take the kids to the Spy Museum, go next door for dinner?
Well, the kids already enjoy that museum, and they'll enjoy all of the museums, really, in Washington. There's something there for everyone, no matter what their interest.
And how fantastic that the Smithsonian museums are all free. It's the most incredible bargain on the planet, really. There's so many of the museums. They're very user-friendly, visitor-friendly. They're open all the time, Sundays. Check the Washington Post when you get there, or Washington Post online, and you'll see the various exhibitions, which, you know, the new ones that are opening. They often show films for kids and films for adults, and various courses, art courses and lectures, and everything is free. It's a fantastic deal in D.C.
Now, somebody, you know, you go to Washington quite often on business, a bit of pleasure. What is the number one thing that you enjoy in Washington?
I think that's a good question, and I like the neighborhoods of Washington. I like to Washington's a very easy city to walk because you can't get lost. It's all a grid system, and the cabs are not metered. They're all zones, so it's $5.50 wherever you're going pretty well. If you go out of the zone, it's only a dollar or two more, and the buses and the metro in Washington's fantastic. So I like to explore. That's my favorite activity, and some of the, you know, I guess local neighborhoods where the D.C.ers live, the district types, Adams Morgan is so much fun. It's the African Caribbean neighborhood. And U Street is the birthplace of American jazz. It's older than Harlem, really. Duke Ellington was born there. There's all kinds of jazz bars and Ben's Chili House is there, where Bill Cosby still goes, where he met his wife. Those are the neighborhoods that are very worth exploring when you're in Washington. You get a real sense of it's a most livable city, not only a government city.
The website that we talked about earlier for Cherry Blossom Festival information, www.nationalcherryblossomfestival.org. Fairmont Hotels at 1-800-257-7544, www.fairmont.com/Washington. And the mansion on O Street, www.omansion.com, or local telephone number 202-496-2000.
Now, Melanie, you spend an awful lot of time down in Washington, D.C., because you also do a lot of coverage for Japanese television.
I do, and I go back and forth to D.C., and it's almost my sort of second adopted home. And, you know, as you guys know, when you go somewhere where you're really not from, you tend to research it extremely well. So a lot of locals are now asking me where they should go for dinner because I've done such great research, and there's so many possibilities down there.
Well, sometimes when people live in a city, they just stick to their two or three favorites, and they don't get out and explore. They become creatures of habit.
Yeah, they stay in their own little neighborhood, you know, and it's sort of cocoon, and that's normal living. But when you go somewhere that you're not from and you don't really live there, then you tend to have more time on your hands, and it becomes almost vacation-like. And when I'm down there for business, as you mentioned, Will, I'm with Japanese television, which is why I'm such a fan, by the way, of the Cherry Blossom Festival, I do tend to have time on my hands in the evenings because my home is not there. So that's why I have to tell you, Stephen, my favorite activity is to explore, and I am a major explorer down there.
Well, one of the most amazing things is all the information that you get from all the different places you go. Certainly Washington is way up there as one of your domains of expertise, which is why we particularly enjoy getting the lowdown on all the great places to visit.
Yeah, it's a wonderful destination for our audience on the East Coast for a weekend, and for our audiences in the Midwest and on the West for a few more days and a weekend. All the airlines fly into there courtesy of the government business that goes on. So you can easily get there, and you can get some really good fares to D.C. on the web.
one of the new airlines that flies in there, Independence Air, into Washington Dulles Airport with FlyEye.com.
Unbelievably low fares. I'm glad you mentioned them, because you can go from the West Coast to D.C. for under $200. It's incredible. And as Stephen, as I guess both of you know, certainly with all the travel we all do, there's three airports that serve D.C. So if you can't get into Reagan, which is the one I go to, because it's 15 minutes and $15 to the city.
Yeah, yeah.
We gotta cut it out right now because the segment's finished. Melanie, thanks for joining us. Travel World Radio.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Gotcha. Bye.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure.
Okay,
your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and legroom to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio here in Montreal with Stephen Pickford in Studio West Beaconsfield. Steve, we got another special guest online. That's our great correspondent, Judith Ritter. And I'm always excited with the Judith segment because we know there's going to be something exciting, Steve.
Yes, Judith Ritter joins us once again because continuing our theme of trying to dream about a little bit more warmth in our lives with the snow still continuing to fall here in the Northeast and spring still to come and summer on the horizon. Hey, Judith Ritter made sort of that dream a reality by going to one of the upscale destinations of the Southeast Coast down in Palm Beach, Florida.
Yes, I did, and I know that everybody is green with envy if they live anywhere north of Washington, D.C. But it is really wonderful to go there, even if you are there on a budget. But I explored a little bit of the upscale atmosphere. Starting with, I don't know how big a shopper you guys are, but I am at least a window shopper. I went to Worth Avenue, to those shops and restaurants. And, you know, Worth Avenue is like Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, basically, where folks like us just walk by and look or take a glance. But the whole street is built in a Mediterranean Spanish style. The shops are Gucci and Lauren and Chanel.
Or you can drop in the Kaufman to Swiss jewelry store.
Yeah, Tiffany's you can go to. But I found something for you guys. This is a little store called Grande Armée, and it's military antiques. And you walk in and you...
Like just, micro armor and that sort of thing.
Yes, but everything beautiful, micro armor. Beautiful reproductions surrounded by cases of old swords, military paraphernalia, even had Prussian hats, and the coolest thing was an old Colt Lightning, you know, from the cowboy era. That was really, really
dioramas
fun.
And little paints?
They had the little figures, everything wonderful there. And, of course, on Rodeo Drive, there are also the restaurants, which you don't want to pass up. I'm always looking for an outdoor cafe, but you know how people who live in warm weather are always looking for a place to duck inside? So there are a lot of trends.
Yeah, they think, oh, no, you can't sit outside. It's too cold, maybe. It's only 72 degrees.
Yeah, that's what they think. So I was taken to a lovely restaurant, a famous restaurant called Taboo, and a great place to people watch, even if it was inside. This venue has been around since 1941. It opened right at the beginning of World War II, had a long bamboo bar, two fireplaces. I couldn't imagine putting a fire on it in Florida. But in the old days, you'd be likely to see Frank Sinatra, Gary Cooper. Today, what you see are really the Palm Beach ladies with their lovely hats. And you do see some of today's stars like Rod Stewart. I didn't see anybody famous. I had a great seared tuna and a view of wonderful Worth Avenue. And, of course, when you're looking out the window there, you see the fashion on the street. I felt positively like a bag lady because, you know, the look there is this sleek, chic, older people, lots of silk and linen. And if you feel like a bag lady when you're there, you can go in a couple of nearly new shops. And, I mean, these are high-style, nearly new shops, but you can get really lovely fashion at cut-rate prices. I'm not much that much of a shopper when I'm in the warm climate. You know, I want to stay outside.
Well, there's lots of activities to do outside. Why would you want to spend all your time indoors?
Well, that's my feeling exactly. Of course, you're there for the beaches, and Palm Beach County has 47 miles of beach, so plenty to do. Of course, you can lie out flat with a cold drink. You can canoe, kayak, airboat, or... I hate to say this and be politically incorrect, but, you know, you could do that noisy and exciting and polluting jet skiing, too.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, of course, go down there for the golf. It has the largest number of golf courses in Florida. Actually, in Palm Beach County, there are 160 courses. The Boca Raton Resort is the place to go, and the PGA National Resort. They even have polo there. And next time I go, I'm going to go see the polo if at all possible. What I did go for a closer look at was croquet.
And did you actually play a game?
I did hit the ball a little bit. It's quite a quirky thing, most fun, and once again, the biggest croquet lawn in the world is in Palm Beach. And there's quite an atmosphere of elegant Palm Beach there. And there's even a croquet museum, and weekends they have what they call a croquet college, something like that.
Well, they can teach you how to play the game and get maybe a better appreciation of it.
Yeah, and it's not the backyard thing that you think. People are very, very competitive. The other thing is there's great art in Palm Beach. The Norton Museum, of course, is great art, you know, because the people who live there are so well-to-do that, you know, culture goes along with that wealth. The Norton Museum actually has a fabulous exhibit on right now. It's called Spain in the Age of Exploration. It's the first time some of this work has been shown outside of Spain, and it's running now through May, and this is a very exclusive exhibit. It looks at artistic and scientific and cultural achievements of the Spanish, and they have sculpture and tapestry and armor. And there's a little Japanese museum and garden called Morimaki, and of course, the Flagler Museum, and I was thinking of you guys because...
We've been there, yeah.
Yeah, and because, you know, Flagler, he was a great railroad guy. He had this mansion, which you saw, it's kind of like the Hearst Castle.
And his private rail car is still there on the site.
Exactly, exactly. And of course, they've built a beautiful pavilion for that rail car. And it was Flagler, and you know, I know you guys could talk about this for hours, the trains, but Flagler was pretty well responsible for consolidating the railroads to get folks, all those rich folks from New York and everywhere, down to the tip of southern Florida. And, of course, that track ran right down to the famous Breakers Hotel. I know you have some memories yourselves of that beautiful hotel.
Yes, we drove around outside. We haven't really stayed there, toured it much, but... We certainly know of it.
You know, somebody said to me once, staying at the Breakers is one thing you should do before before you die. I think there are 1,000 things to do before you die. But, you know, the service is exquisite, but the serenity and the history there, and I know when you drive up front, that big entrance that you saw, you see this Grand Dame Hotel, and I think there aren't many hotels like that outside of Europe. And when you approach the hotel up that long Palm Line Drive, I mean, just take me there now, you know, with the snow outside, the red tile roof and the Belvedere Towers and the balconies, and all of a sudden you think you're in Italy. And it's really easy to see why, because the Breakers was modeled after one of the Medici villas in Rome. So, I mean, imagine... You could stay at an Italian palace on a mile-long stretch of Florida beach.
They combine the best of both.
Absolutely. And I think if swimming isn't your sport, the Breakers really breaks the sound barrier when it comes to golf. It apparently is one of Florida's oldest 18-hole golf courses, if not the oldest. So I'm just not a golfer, you know. But the people down there just have this passion for golf.
Well, many people play 2 tournaments, even 3 games a day. They'll try to get as much in. People will relocate to Florida, retire to Florida, simply for that passion.
I know, and to me, I look at it, I don't want to be irreverent, but I look at it, I think it's like a giant billiard table, you know? And, you know, why not just go to the pool hall? But that's really irreverent.
And have a hot dog while you're at it.
Yeah, I guess I'm more the working person's sports person. I just really like to go to the beach there. But if you love the golf, they have their own golf course right next to the hotel. They have a second golf course nearby. And they even have a golf academy, if you can imagine, so you can go there. Now, the latest thing apparently in Palm Beach is something which I don't quite understand. I'm going to give it more attention, but it's called golf croquet. And I think this was some way of getting people who weren't compelled by that mystique of golf or didn't like the long walking that you have to do to play. And so a lot of people are going down for golf croquet.
Now, that's just something that Stephen and I told you, because when we went down there, every time we swung a club, the golf ball only went about 20 or 30 feet.
Yeah, so it didn't go too far. We were trying to replicate, you know, our bowling scores.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I'm for bowling, you know.
Both kinds.
Yeah, all kinds of bowling. Anyway, you know, you talk about the breakers, but of course there's so many people going down to Florida, to Palm Beach, who are of a certain means, that there are other luxury hotels there. And one of the hotels, of course, that I am a big fan of, if you want to call it a hotel chain, you've heard me talk about this before, of course, is the Ritz.
Maybe we can talk about that after we come back from the break. We certainly know about the Ritz. A certain famous radio broadcaster drove up in his Plymouth Prowler to the front door a few years ago.
That would be me, yeah.
Well, we'll talk more about that.
Stay tuned following the break.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio by satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Bork Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, this time for our final segment of the day. And we actually have Willem Back is here in studio in Montreal, and I've got Stephen Pickford in Studio West Beaconsfield, and Judith Ritter, one of our greatest correspondents, who talks about all the warm and exotic places. Steve?
Yes, and Judith continues on with her discussion of another great Palm Beach County, Florida hotel, the Ritz-Carlton, directly on the beach.
The Ritz is really, I think, extraordinary. You know, I think, you know, there are hotels and there are hotels. The Ritz, which has reopened after that terrible hurricane they had, is right on the beach. And I think what's special about it, the atmosphere of the Palm Beach Ritz feels like being in the south of France. And there are people like me who have this incredible attachment to the Ritz all over the world. And I think what's interesting, for a big corporation, which is really what it is.
Yes, it's an independent division of Marriott Hotels.
That's right. Even though it's tied up in with the big corporation, they have a way of making you feel like family. That sounds a little corny, but, you know, when you come into any of the Ritz hotels where you've stayed before, they greet you by name. They remember what you ate last time you were there. They ask about your kids, and the atmosphere is always elegant. They say they have a motto. They say elegance without warmth is arrogance, and it's never stuffy there. I just find it the atmosphere really lovely. And as for the service, you know, we all look for good service and expect it in a hotel like that. They have a credo. In fact, one of the employees showed me this. It's a little folding card the size of a credit card that kind of unfolds, and it lists the hotel's commitment to the employees, and it lists what the employees are committed, how they're committed to the guests. I think their motto must be 100 years old. It says, "We are ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen." But you know what? In 2005, I mean, that really works. I mean, it's a break from the, you know, from the gum-chewing kind of snarky response.
Yeah, you know, the 17-year-old part-timer behind this, what do you want? Yeah.
That's
well,
right.
Taking care of people is a hallmark of proper business, you know, and it's timeless. I mean, Benjamin Franklin is one of the people who demonstrated that way back when there was an important printing contract to be made. Well, the usual printer, Bradford, was contacted, but you know, he had the usual, you know, uncaring kind of customer service that we've come to be used to these days from some companies. And yet, Benjamin Franklin delivered the job on time, under budget, and with a smile. And guess who got the contract after that?
And I think it really works more nowadays where this, you know, it's such a noisy, fast, everything goes so fast and so
careful. There's so many competitors, you really have to do something to make yourself stand out from the competition.
And they do. I mean, for example, if you're in the lobby and you want to know where is the grill restaurant, they don't just point you in the direction. They actually walk.
Read the sign, buddy, yeah.
They walk you over and chat with you. And it really makes a difference. I was speaking with the concierge, Anna Maria, who, for example, speaks four languages. She's always smiling. It's clear that she genuinely enjoys helping. And she told me that on weekends, she's out looking for new and interesting places to recommend to guests just because she loves her job. And those are the kind of people they hire. I also talked with the chef, a young woman, and... I know you guys love to talk about food. So, the Ritz food, of course, is original and excellent.
I thought you were talking about young women.
Yes. We like talking about young women and about food to combine the two. Hey,
yeah,
great.
That's a win. That's a winning combination for you. This young Andrea Monroe of the restaurant Le Soleil and the Ritz has such an original flair. I had the lobster bisque. It was wonderful. But she even does an upscale macaroni and cheese, but it's with truffle matches. And that's pretty original. It's American, and then that little truffles for the European flair. Fabulous crab cakes flavored with smoked fish. And the Ritz makes their own ice cream.
Oh, now that's got to be interesting. One thing we definitely are connoisseurs of is ice cream.
Do they have any exotic flavors?
Oh, they have all the tropical flavors, and it changes every
fish.
Day. And who doesn't like Italian food? Right now, if we were lucky enough to go to the Ritz in Palm Beach, they're having a Molto Gusto Italian pasta night once a week. And what they do is they transform this whole oceanfront dining room into a slice of Italy. They get a live Italian musicians wandering through. They have playing contemporary Italian music. They have a whole collection of Italian wines. And so, I mean, that restaurant is just fabulous. And if you're like tea and scones, which is new to me up until a few years ago, are you? I never talked to you about that. Are you fans of that? You know, that sort of high tea.
Well, I've done it in London at the Mary Jane Piccadilly and the Fairmont Empress in Victoria, but I don't do it regularly. It just has to be the right ambiance.
Yes. Well, the Ritz has it. It's absolutely perfect. They do an afternoon tea in front of these large windows, looking out at the sea. They have the Wedgwood china, silver, a choice of at least 10 teas. They have Normandy butter and Devonshire cream. Now, this is very funny because you have to have this with the English, proper English tea. And I was sitting there with the Devonshire cream, and you won't believe who was arriving at the hotel that afternoon was the Duke and Duchess of Devonshire.
Well, now there's a coincidence.
Now, I didn't see them, but I thought that was great.
But don't let them catch you putting clotted cream in your tea.
I actually don't know the whole protocol for...
Well, clotted cream is like butter. And, of course, one time my mother just heard tea. We were having tea in Corfe Castle in England, and of course my cousin freaked out and said, "What are you putting clotted cream in your tea? That's absurd."
Oh, those coarse North Americans.
Now he's one of us.
Another special thing about tea at the Ritz is you can book an art tour. That's completely unique. The Ritz has a $3 million art collection from the Romantic period. There's a wonderful older woman whose name is Mrs. Oliver. She's not employed directly by the hotel, but she comes to the hotel. She walks you around and tells wonderful stories of each of the art pieces and where it's from. Quite a unique thing. And she has lots of stories from a very fabulous life that she had, including being shot by a gangster and so on. So just fabulous.
Now, it doesn't always have to be upscale, and there's a lot of other fun things. They have maybe a minute and a half left. Some fun things, including fun to get there.
Oh, yeah. It's really fun to get there if you go on JetBlue. No doubt about it. I think they hire stand-up comics for that. I found a great little Cuban restaurant, a real find, at the corner of Southern Boulevard and Parker. A little bakery restaurant where you get thimbles full of dark Cuban coffee for a dollar, fresh tamales, Cuban sweet pastries. And, of course, there's a lot of scuba diving. And then after you've been out for a while, back to the Ritz, which I think qualifies as just about perfect.
Great place to relax. You can get more information about all of the goings-on in Palm Beach County, Florida, the Palm Beach Convention and Visitors Bureau, online at www.palmbeachfl.com. And the two hotels we mentioned today, the Breakers at www.thebreakers.com, and the Ritz-Carlton at www.ritzcarlton.com/resort/palm_beach, or just go to ritzcarlton.com, click under find a hotel, and you'll find it.
Mega long URLs. Judith, you're definitely our expert on the elegant, as far as the exotic, the elegant. I think you'll become the E-lady for us.
I'm going to have to get a wardrobe.
And Melanie's our M-lady, but definitely one of the classiest ladies on Travel World. Judith Ritter, thank you for joining us.
And thank you.
Once again, and Steve,
yes, next week we're both off on the road. You're off to Utah.
Yep, I'm going to Salt Lake City, Utah for the Novell Brain Share Connection, of course.
And I'll be down in Halifax, Nova Scotia, the West End, Nova Scotia, adjacent to the Via Rail Station. Great location in downtown Halifax to visit some museums that have caught my fancy, the Maritime Museum of the Atlantic and the Pier 21 Museum, Canada's Ellis Island. So
very definitely, and I wonder if Via Rail is still running the older HEP equipment on the ocean.
It's kind of a mixture. It depends on each departure, so I hope it's classic equipment.
Yeah, because that was my favorite of all time. The Renaissance, well, it's kind of nice, a little European, but sometimes you like that flavor of the classic 1950s era.
Yeah, the 1953 Bud equipment out of Philadelphia, yeah. Canadian Pacific Heritage, the Chateau-class sleepers in the east.
Well, Judith is right. We're going on and on about trains. Well, this is it for Travel World Radio Show for today, and we're going to be seeing you back in 2 weeks. Next week, we're going to be airing a repeat. So this is Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And Judith. I think Judith has left us.
No, I'm here, and I'll talk with you soon.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's it. Stay tuned. Happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.